This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are live at the Radisson Hotel, downtown Bismarck, where moments ago, another inaugural event wrapped up in the middle of a busy couple of inaugural festivities taking place as North Dakota's newest governor and lieutenant governor are in place and their new administration set and a lot of discussions going on important issues. I'll tell you about some of that as we go tonight. The big party. Todd, I hope you're going to be there. Are you and Carrie coming to the party?
Yeah, we signed up for it.
I think we should be a little...
Unless she just thinks it's too cold or something, but that would be the only thing to stop us at this point.
Manny, this would be worth the drive from Burnsville for you, trust me. This is going to be a grand time, and we'll have a little What's On Your Mind reunion tonight as well. So we can we'll kind of go off in one corner and have our little break-off party. So,
well, it's easy on the air in K-Fire earlier, because Bill and I were talking about tonight, and I'll be off in one corner with Carrie and nobody around. You'll be off in a different corner, and you're going to have so many people around you that nobody's going to be able to get to you.
Well, let's have some fun tonight. It'll be kind of fun. I think it's neat that a lot of times inaugurals get to be a little stuffy. I've been like that with Donald Trump. They took 8 balls down to 3 balls, right? So they don't have all the pomp and circumstance of that. So, a opportunity for, lack of a better term here, real people, just, regular folks like us, like Todd and I and you and the fine listeners of this program that, maybe wouldn't normally go to an inaugural event. That is what tonight is all about. That's why they've been very quick to say this is open to everybody and anybody, and it's a ticketed event. I think they're just doing that to make sure they have enough seats and tables and, enough things for you to take in, but it's free, doesn't cost you anything. And if you go to eventbrite.com, that's the easiest way to go. You just put your name in there, and then they have a ticket for you when you get there, and, in you go and take it in. So it's kind of fun, and it's not fancy. It's North Dakota.
It's North Dakota casual, which is the right. Only way you're going to get me into the darn thing. If it requires a tie, I'm not going to bother to show up.
Well, I've heard of casual before. I've never heard of North Dakota casual, but I guess that kind of means, make it what you want. But then they also call it North Dakota celebration casual. So, it's a celebration.
Don't wear that Beavis and Butthead t-shirt tonight.
Exactly. Yeah. So, go somewhat appropriate, but pretty much come as you are. Have a great time. So, anyway, that should be wonderful. It is at 6:30 tonight. It's at the Bismarck Event Center, downtown Bismarck. And, again, it's free and open to the public, and that will be a wonderful event. Yesterday, the governor gave his State of the State address, and we're going to play some clips from that. I will start the address in a moment and ask of you, our fine listeners, to pick out something that is different maybe than something you would hear in similar State of the State address or State of the Union address, or really, for that matter, coming from any politician or elected leader. Okay? So a little homework for you. Listen close for that in a moment. Last night there was a black tie dinner, really for the closest friends and family of Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford and some supporters. Met one fella yesterday from Los Angeles that knew Doug Burgum way back when he was at Great Plains Software and helped with the effort to bring that company public, which ultimately was sold to Microsoft, for instance. So, friends from all over coming in. Only about 150 folks, so not a huge event, but black tie and kind of the more traditional. Tonight is really the people's event altogether. And these events today are kind of significant. I want to spend some time talking about them. We just wrapped up what was labeled a service breakfast under the subtitle of The Relentless Pursuit of Healthy Communities. A fascinating panel talking about the struggle with addiction, recovery from substance abuse, and, folks in the healthcare community and the addiction community coming together. It was really, really good. And really about, okay, here's the problem. Now what are we going to do about it? And one individual, Chairman Mark Fox of the Three Affiliated Tribes, was in attendance. I've asked him to, join us because the Three Affiliated Tribes is working on building a recovery facility in Bismarck Mandan. Talk with him a little bit about that. And then also the noon luncheon, titled the Leadership Luncheon for a Relentless Pursuit of Understanding, in which tribal leaders are going to hear from Governor Burgum making some remarks today. And the aim of that, bringing North Dakota's tribal leadership and others interested in tribal affairs into a discussion of shared interests, issues facing the tribal communities, and the future. So that'll be fascinating. We'll talk with Chairman Fox about that. Monsignor James Shea gave a wonderful invocation to begin the event today, and it just was really, really good. Governor Burgum and First Lady Catherine giving a couple of remarks as well to begin this, but the heavy lift today was the panel, and it was really, really fascinating. So, a lot to do. Plus, it's Wednesday, so Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We look forward to that coming up here momentarily as well. You can join us by calling 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. And you can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8505. 8503. Email us anytime, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Do not let me end the show without reading that kind letter we had from a listener yesterday. An actual typed letter. I didn't even know typewriters still were in existence or operational.
But sent an envelope that was written in cursive. You don't see that much anymore either.
And you know what? We love it. We absolutely love it. And it was a shout-out to one of the veterans we had on the program. So we're gonna save that. We'll do that before the end of the program as well. So lots to do today on the show. We love your mail. So you can now this letter came to Box 2156 Bismarck, but it was rerouted to East Rosser. So
yeah,
probably
we don't
best
have that box anymore. So
yeah, that box number's long gone. So just 3500 East Rosser Avenue, Bismarck, North Dakota. If you want to go with snail mail, or our Fargo address is 3301. University Drive South. So either address, and I'll get it. Todd will get it. We'll have it. We'll have your notes. So don't be afraid to go the snail mail route as well. We love that. Okay, play, if you would, Todd, the very beginning of the address before the legislators' joint session, State of the State address last night. And I'm not going to play a lot of this, but I want to play enough so you get a sense of the address yesterday. And tell me what you think is out of the ordinary here. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Sanford, Governor Schaefer, where's Ed? Right there. Okay. Thank you for being here. Justices of the Supreme Court, Mr. Speaker, distinguished members of the 65th Legislative Assembly, elected officials, First Lady Catherine, and of course, Joe, Jesse, and Tom, Sandy Sanford, and fellow citizens of North Dakota, all my family and friends have come from so far from around the country. Welcome and thank you all for being here today. Where do we start? Let's begin with gratitude. I've personally experienced the power of gratitude, and I've watched it change outcomes, change organizations, and I've watched gratitude change lives. Gratitude's power comes from intention and expression. Gratitude requires us to think beyond ourselves. And gratitude, it's got a special quality. It can warm your heart on the coldest of days, just like today. Another special thing about gratitude, because we all hold the power to create and express as much gratitude as we choose. And as North Dakotans, we've got so much for which to be grateful. First of all, in this room surrounded by all of you, I need to say thank you to all the elected officials serving our citizens at all levels of government. Your courage to be in the arena stands out and deserves our respect and acknowledgement. This past year, our citizen-led legislature was singled out in Time magazine, which called North Dakota's approach a government Jefferson could love, and further stated that what's going on in these halls was that it still carried the day was a sense of purpose. The November election brought many new faces to Bismarck to join in that common purpose. So I would ask now that all the new, there's 32 new legislators serving their first session, new statewide office holders, Josh Gallion, John Gottfried, Jared Tufte, let's all stand and recognize these new elected officials.
right. So there you get a little sense. Now, it's about a half-hour address, and if you haven't heard it or seen it, it's available online. I'd find it and listen to the whole thing. I have the transcript, which I spent some time going over and over yesterday. But what I kept coming back to a piece of what I just played and how different that was from the norm. And I'm curious if you agree. Now, the only way I'm going to find out if you agree or not is if you call and tell me what you heard in that was different, unusual, that you really don't normally hear from an elected leader, from a politician. So lay it on us, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. And also you can, when you call, press 1 and just leave your message. So, Scott, here's what I heard. It is simple as 1 to leave us a message or 2 to chat with us live on the air. Either way, we love it and appreciate it. Or just text on at 701-226-8503. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go throughout the hour. Chairman Mark Fox of the Three Affiliated Tribes will join us in just a moment. We're also going to talk with Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney, who was one of the panelists for this discussion this morning on addiction. Stay tuned. Live from the Radisson today and inaugural events.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Soybean farmers plan to attend the annual North Dakota Soybean Expo Tuesday, February 7th at the Holiday Inn. Back again this year for Expo will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report. A panel of leading and in-demand market analysis will be joining us, and the session will be moderated by John Phipps. Speaker Pamela Ronald, professor at UC Davis, will bring a uniquely balanced global perspective on the history of agriculture genetics, challenges facing agriculture today, and the promises, limitations, and sustainability of various technologies. And Chip Flory of Farm Journal Media will provide an update on what's driving prices and the key factors that will drive prices ahead of the growing season. Chip will discuss the risk management strategies farmers should consider. Be sure to join us on February 7th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Pre-registration is encouraged. Log on to ndsoybean.org to find the pre-registration web link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Good morning, everyone. It's a cold winter's day. Got to listen to most of the address yesterday from the Governor Burgum, and sounds to me like he's like a common sense old country boy, just if he does what he says there or gets tries to do what he got going there, I mean, it's going to be probably pretty good. So we'll have to see what happens. Mr. Cool Hand Luke, that's what reminds me. It's just easy going and get her done. Hey.
Get her done.
Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Appreciate it very much. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. Love your comments on that, and we'll compare notes. I won't reveal what really stuck out to me until I hear from more of you, because I'm guessing our notes will compare well. So, as I mentioned, Chairman Mark Fox is going to join us, Mayor Tim Mahoney as well, and we're also joined by the Director of Corrections in North Dakota, Leanne Birch, who is part of the panel today at this event that I just mentioned, centered on addictions. And it's good to see you. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing that. What were your impressions of the event today?
I think it was a good open discussion that got the issue out in the public and talked about some of the work that's going on and some of the work that continues to be done in our state to address the issue.
Somebody asked you a question about, you know, who does this better than anybody? What state does it best? And you had an interesting answer to that we have some work to do in the United States yet, right?
Right, we do. I think North Dakota does well as far as the states in this country, but there's a lot of room for improvement.
What can the legislature do? What can state government do to better attack that program? As you heard from that panel today, it was pretty fascinating. You know, all the different facets. You had somebody there that runs a recovery center. You had somebody there that really from the private sector who had an addiction problem, and said, we need more transition facilities. So I'm gonna actually start them, right? And do that work. You had someone that had been touched with it as a doctor. You had, with Dr. Mahoney, a mayor of a community that said, let's get my other mayors together in the region and let's start a Blue Ribbon Commission. You had all the, and yourself as obviously a professional that ends up dealing with you, told a interesting story, sad story, really, about two daughters and a mom all being under your care, so to speak, in the prison system. So many different angles to it. What can government to do to address and really move the needle, everything we heard today?
They need to look at the issue as a comprehensive approach instead of a piecemeal, single bill type of approach. Is what's really going to get at this issue? I think Kurt Snyder from Heartview talked about the continuum of care, and we need to look at the total continuum of care, which starts with prevention. When you look at just the growth in the corrections cost across the state, not just at the state level, but at the county level, it's eye-opening. Millions and millions of dollars in the last 10 years have gone to building more jail beds and prison beds. And think about if we had taken a different approach to dealing with some of these societal issues. One of the things that I like to say is that building more prisons is basically a failure of societal, dealing with society's issues. And I think if we deal with behavioral health and addiction specifically, you could really reduce a number of people accessing our jails and prisons on a regular basis.
I'm fascinated to watch this unfold, and I think that your job may get easier, right, if you're able to tackle this sort of before they get to that point, and that's sort of ultimately the goal. You'd be happy to have less customers.
It would
right?
be nice to put us out of business, which will never happen, but it would be nice to have less business and less growth.
Thank you, Leanne. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Leanne Birch is the director of the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation for the state of North Dakota, sits on the governor's cabinet and part of this event here today as well. And as I say, this will be a fascinating one. Watch unfold. We appreciate you joining us. We're going to hand the microphone to Mark Fox and talk a little bit about this as well. And as I mentioned, to Mayor Mahoney coming up here in a couple of minutes, too. We're live at the Radisson today. Your calls, questions, comments on any of these issues. This is an inaugural event. And that's, I guess, a little bit unusual in that inaugural event. Sometimes there are more pomp and circumstance. This is one about let's tackle an issue. And it's an issue that the three affiliated tribes have been working on for a long time. Chairman Mark Fox is here. Mr. Chairman, nice to see you.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. A little cold outside, but we're hanging in there.
It's all of that. Your impressions on today?
Greatly impressed for the governor to step up and tackle an issue that has not been fully addressed in the past is really significant. It's really remarkable. So I'm impressed greatly.
You are a leader in the Native American community in tackling this issue and have, you know, even in addition to talking about it, got bricks and mortar going.
Absolutely.
Right here. Tell us about what you're doing.
Absolutely. We are building a long-term jug treatment facility here in the Bismarck area. It's going to be a very expensive project, but our council, our government, Tribal Business Council, along with myself, has agreed to prioritize this and build this because we can't ignore the need anymore. Our people have we are being decimated by this disease, this drug and alcohol addiction problem that's going on, and we've got to do something about it. And this is one of the solutions, and is a great support of our people saying, if you're going to prioritize, we don't have the funding we used to have from oil revenue 2 years ago. You know, we're about 65% less. But our government has said this is such a major issue that we're going to go ahead and prioritize it and get it done. So within a year and a half, we should have a new facility.
I'm not trying to be cute or smug when I say this, but this is an issue, it seems to me, that is worthy of all of us as North Dakotans.
Absolutely.
To really roll up our sleeves and go to work on.
Absolutely.
And yet we've expended the better part of the last 6 months on something that really just is maddening to a lot of people, because they see it, you know, very differently than obviously some of the they see a lot of people from outside that have come in and shut down the state and protest and everything else. How do we transition? How do we break free of, you know, sort of that very contentious thing that is never going to be probably solved to either side's satisfaction and sink our teeth into an issue like this?
Well, I'll put it this perspective. I'm not going to diminish the importance of the bottom line message about water. Water is really important. And as the days go on and as time goes on, we will see how water is really critical to what we're doing. So on those lines, I don't want to diminish people who are simply taking a stand and saying the importance of water in the future. We don't want to do that. But at the same time, there are so many issues we also have to focus on taking care of our people, Native people and non-Native people, issues that we have to address, work that has to be done. As a tribal leader, I don't have the luxury of focusing on one issue. I have hundreds, if not thousands, of issues daily to deal with, and we have to focus. We have to take care of our people, and here's a prime one. How are we going to deal with this drug addiction problem? It is literally killing not only Indian people, but non-Indian people as well, too. And that's why today was so significant. It's a great leap forward from the past on behalf of the state. Now my hope is that between the state and the tribes, that we're going to have this collective effort to focus on the issues and get something done. Effectiveness. We don't want to talk. We want people to get better.
Yeah, no, and there is an issue we can all agree on, for sure. Very fascinating. Well, I look forward to hearing your comments after the luncheon today, because that will also be specifically focused on, you know, a conversation and some goals with tribal leadership and state government. So look forward to a chat with you later, but thanks for the update on this morning's events.
Looking forward to it, too, as well. Thank you for the time.
The chairman of Three Affiliated Tribes, our guest, Mark Fox. When we come back, Mayor Mahoney, and more of your calls. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Be better? The answer to that question is yes. And in fact, in the context of a rapidly changing world and a rapidly changing economy, the answer must be resoundingly and unequivocally yes.
I love it. Can government be better? You bet it can. And not only can it be better, you know, here's someone that's willing to expend political capital to say it's not good enough and it needs to be better. Now, most times, you have elected leaders of both parties that end up defending government, right? And saying, it's hunky-dory, everything's fine. No, do it better. And that's what this morning's breakfast is about. It's about the lunch today on tribal leadership will be about, this morning's case on addiction. How do you, as a state, do it better? And, for one, you start with some great minds in the room to say, what do we need to do better? So we heard a little bit of that today, and we'll hear it later today. But I think this overall theme pretty important. The festivities continue tonight, and I guess are capped off tonight with a big gathering that'll go from 6:30 until 11 o'clock tonight that is free and open to the public, and North Dakota Celebration Casual. So just come as you are and enjoy the night. Eventbrite.com gets you a ticket. The ticket costs you nothing and has all the details there. So Eventbrite.com. That'll be tonight at the Bismarck Event Center, so don't miss it.
Mike, you got a minute?
There's Mayor there's Mayor Mike and Mayor Mike Seminary walked by, and Mayor Tim Mahoney are our next guest. Had to snake him and say, hey, don't go too far. We got stuff to do yet, right?
Yep.
Yeah, mayor to mayor. So we'll get to it here so you can meet with the mayor. But I wanted to say a quick word about one of our fine sponsors, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. That's a coalition you ought to be a part of. North Dakota cold is the topic of every conversation today, right? I mean, no matter what we're talking about, oh my gosh, is it cold? And, you know, folks are breaking out the parkas and the mittens and everything else. Can you imagine a North Dakota without reliable energy? The risk of that, the danger of that. Now, I like affordable energy. That's important for businesses and families, you know, jobs in the economy. But reliable energy is life or death. And we have it right now, but it's under attack by all kinds of forces. And the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is all about saying, no, we need all of the above energy. We can't pick winners and losers and take one out because, for one, lignite provides affordable, reliable energy. We see it. We live it in North Dakota with one of what? Only seven clean air states left that have the bill of health on clean air. So find out more and join the effort at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Mayor Tim Mahoney is here, part of the panel today, and one of the reasons that he was part of the panel is because he put together, along with the mayors of Dilworth, Horace, Moorhead, and West Fargo, a Mayor's Blue Ribbon Commission on addiction. to talk about emerging strategic recommendations. Mr. Mayor, nice to see you. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. What did you think of the event today?
I think it's really interesting that the governor has taken this issue on head on. He and his wife very much want to do something about the addiction and the issues we're having in the state. And this is his kickoff in what are we going to do and how are we going to solve part of these issues. So I think it's good it's raised to this level. They had a good turnout today and we had a good discussion.
You know, addiction touches so many lives. It's just unbelievable. And obviously you are a doctor, so you've seen it, no doubt, dealing with some difficult situations and surgeries related to people's decisions with addiction. So it's sort of a no-brainer in the sense that we just have to do everything we can to take this on. Are we not doing it well now?
Well, we have a problem having all the parts work together. So we were just talking about this the other day, is once you admit you have a problem and want to get treatment, can you get into a treatment center? Once you start to go through your treatment, can you get to a housing area that helps support you during that transition?
Sober housing, huh?
Sober housing. Yeah. And you have to have different support systems for people. And it's not well coordinated. So sometimes people, it slips through the cracks. And you've seen it in the paper and the news, different people where their kids have struggled for 15 years and had all sorts of journeys and travels in that time, and then just don't finally get to it. What I'm excited about is we're going to start doing some medical management in Fargo. Minot had the only program that could do that, but now we can do more medical management.
What is that? What is medical management?
Oftentimes when you come off the narcotic, you still have to be on something that helps to get rid of the craving. Methadone is a common one that's utilized. There's another drug out there as well that you can inject once a month. But what it does, it helps get rid of, the brain gets kind of used to that narcotic rush that you get. And if patients don't get that or people don't get that, then they are craving it all the time. So oftentimes with medical management, people can do work, do productive things, and they don't get taken back into that addictive of a narcotic.
You mentioned the Cooper House in Fargo today in your remarks.
So in the Cooper House, what we used to have, or what we still have, is we have a detox center, so you can acutely detox somebody. Okay, now you're done. You're not drinking or you're not on drugs right now. You're sober. Then what do we do? So we've had the Cooper House, which is transitional housing, where somebody can go and stay anywhere for a month or 3 months or a year, depending on how long it takes to get to the next step, which might be an apartment. In the Cooper House, what they do is they get employment, they get things, they have social service, they have nurses, they have people to help them out, and they transition to a sober life or transition to a life further with help with their addiction and with their medical issues. I think you and I talked about this once, Scott. A lot of people we see that are homeless or on the street have mixed diseases. They have a chronic disease of maybe a narcotic addiction. They may have a mental illness as well. And all of it is just convoluted. And those people have a hard time transitioning to a normal type of working and coming home and doing those types of things. So the Cooper House helps them transition to a more normal lifestyle.
You know, as someone that has been in the middle of this with this Blue Ribbon Commission and all the mayors in the Fargo-Moorhead metro area, if you had to come to state legislators and to Governor Burgum and say, if you're going to do anything, do this and do it now, what would it be?
Well, right now what we're trying to do is we need more providers. So they need to change some things in the law that don't allow some of the addiction counselors to move around and bring more into the workforce area. So there's some laws that I think that Senator Judy Lee and Kathy Hogan have up there that are going to start to transition some of those issues of getting more people in the treatment area so we can rehab people better than we presently are doing.
I have a sense, though, that, you know, the kind of things that you do sort of nibbling around the edges in a typical, you know, legislative session, this issue, because of Governor Burgum and Catherine Helgus Burgum's leadership on this, is a priority and maybe going to go to a different level, do you?
Well, yeah, and then just when you start talking about jails and putting people in jail, putting them in rehab, where do you put them and what do you do? If North Dakota wants to be number one in how we take care of this issue, I think you're going to see a lot more emphasis on let's find some solutions. If you talk to Chairman Chad Peterson of the county, he's talking about let's get people out of jail and let's get them into rehab programs. It's a lot cheaper. So I think you're going to see a huge push on let's figure out the best, most effective way of taking care of this issue.
Fascinating. Well, it'll be a good one to watch for sure going forward.
Sure will.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Yeah, we have to do it better, right?
We do. We do. Absolutely. At every level, right?
Yep.
And I think the more you say it, the more it sort of gets in everybody's bloodstream.
Yep.
So it's a good idea.
It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Mayor Tim Mahoney, mayor of Fargo on the panel today with the group on this issue. And I'm, you know, again, I, I, I'm, I, excited to see this work. When you talk about doing it better, this is an issue that do it better. Also, going back to my conversation with the Chairman Fox, you know, he said, I don't want to diminish, you know, the issue of water, but this is an issue we can all agree on, and he was very diplomatic about it. Again, who disagrees that water needs to be protected? Does anybody disagree that water needs to be protected? Of course not. Right? And that's, you know, the question is, how do you protect it? And, you know, do you not put a pipeline 100 feet below a body of water in bedrock because of the one in whatever million chance that that might at some point breach? And then if it did, by the way, you'd clean it up like you do. Okay? Because, yeah, things break, but you don't. It'd be like saying, well, I'm not going to drive because there's car accidents and people will be killed on the road today. True statement. People are killed.
Don't put the oil in a train or, yeah.
Right. So the point is that's a risk, but you recognize what is the risk, you know, and do you do it or not? So, you know, that's a conversation on how best to protect water, and I don't believe it means you never put a pipeline underneath a body of water because given the success of transporting a fuel source or, you know, the other things that go in pipelines, you know, I think that's a pretty good bet. But Chairman Fox isn't exactly one to, you know, sort of say, come on, that's not a fight we're fighting. Let's do this one. He's diplomatic about it. I think the louder message that I heard is that this is something everybody can agree on. And that's why I'm really, you know, I know we've had this discussion on the program before, and some people, as soon as they hear that Governor Burgum is wanting to engage in a conversation with tribal leaders, immediately is, it's what about us? And I don't disagree that us, if it is, you know, for instance, okay, the Native American community that chose to engage in the Dakota Access Pipeline is over here, and us is anybody, regardless of race, color, or creed, that thought the idea that somehow a pipeline that had been lawfully permitted and gone through 3 years of process was somehow a harm to the water, or that law enforcement officers were militant or militarized or anything else, was ridiculous and an assault on common sense, that's us, okay? So, you know, I think people who are more reasonable on that issue are always going to be part of the constituency. On the other hand, the governor, if he is able to breakthrough leader to leader to say, hey, let's worry about addictions. Let's tackle problems we can tackle, and let's not engage with law enforcement and break the law or illegally encamp or, you know, try and send a message to the private sector that after $4 billion of investment and doing everything as you were asked to do, that somehow your project still may be at risk if we decide to, you know, call a protest. Man, people come from all over the country. Why wouldn't we want them to have that dialogue? Why not? And keep us informed. You know, use us as a resource. You can't reward bad behavior. And I do believe, and I'm going to be interested to see some of the dialogue both today at the tribal leadership inaugural event, the leadership luncheon, and as much as we can glean what happened in these conversations that will be happening one-on-one beginning today, in fact, at this very hour with Turtle Mountain and the governor. I'm going to be very interested to find out if there is a sentiment that there needs to be some penalty, some recognition of the wrong done related to the Dakota Access Pipeline. In other words, there needs to be a financial penalty, and in my mind, an apology of sorts about that particular effort. Okay, yes, now we're saying all the right things. The protesters must leave and we have to move forward. That's fine. But what about the pain that was inflicted on law enforcement, on National Guard, on citizens, on a state? There needs to be a recognition. Because I don't, you know, how else do you move forward in a relationship if you don't say, okay, sorry, let's start fresh. That's an important part of this, too. Some of my thoughts, I welcome more of yours. Time to chat, 800-228-0550.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20 ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayl for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now is the time to right-size government, to balance our budget without raising taxes, and to fund our priorities, to do more with less, and to measure our success not based on the size of our budgets, but on the quality of results and our return on investment.
Governor Doug Burgum, State of the State address yesterday. Legislative session underway. The heavy lifting is going to start very soon, largely related to what is the budget numbers, what is the revenue we're forecasting, and that number will be cemented here in the next 48 hours, and then they will go to work. Absolutely. We'll be at the Capitol tomorrow, by the way, and continue to chat with more legislative leaders as we kick off another legislative session. We are really, really going to be under the hood for you in this legislative session with what's on your mind. So look forward to that conversation in the coming days, for sure. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklich in Valley City. In fact, the website you need to know about is PucklichValleyCity.com. Of course, they have a Bismarck location, but they also have a location in Valley City. And they have, right now, a heck of a deal. In fact, I might test drive the sucker on the way back. So, if you aren't smart enough to buy it today, I might buy it tomorrow. Heading back. It's a 2015 Buick Enclave, and Todd can tell you a little bit about Buick Enclaves, can't you, Todd?
I had a 2011. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
I remember you raving
about
that.
I miss that thing sometimes.
Now, this is all-wheel drive, which I don't know about you, but we could use that this winter. It's a leather.
You think?
Loaded up. It's a silverish kind of gray, a little different kind of silver gray to a not a shiny silver, kind of a unique gray. They want to kind of cause you to turn your head a little bit, you know. And if you were to buy this very same vehicle anywhere else, you're going to pay in the neighborhood of $37,000. It is sale priced at $35,600 right now at Pucklich Chevrolet. So if you want to check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com, okay? Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Valley City, and, of course, you know the Pucklich folks from Bismarck as well. But check out that website and check out that great deal. And tell them Scott sent you. And if you're not smart enough to buy it today, I might buy it tomorrow, by golly. All right, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. A couple of texts to get to here as well at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Being paid protesters, are they classified as employees? If they are employees, are they paying payroll deductions, Social Security, workman's comp, etc.? This question has come up before. We did get an answer from Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner. And the answer is they should be paying. They are not, now that we know of, but the state has a way of going out and getting the data of saying how many of those employees there, how many have been paid. And so, you know, they're on this, is I guess what I'm getting at. Nobody's saying, oh, I just look the other way. They're on it. And it's one part of the equation. So that's good news. Facebook message. I have to say the tribal chairman sidestepped the chance to talk about the last 6 months. We as citizens, I believe, wanted to hear his take on it. I also believe our citizens will have trouble helping the tribes with any of our resources until protests are done and relationships are repaired. Insightful message. Again, Chairman Fox, you have to remember, is the chairman of the three affiliated tribes. The three affiliated tribes did not really have a dog in that fight that Standing Rock did, right? So in my mind, the answer you seek is one we should get from Chairman Dave Archimbault, the chairman of Standing Rock. I think Chairman Fox can be a good leader in encouraging his fellow tribal leader to address the root cause, and I believe that everything that Chairman Fox wants to have happen, for instance, on taking on addictions and resetting this, mind you, the three affiliated tribes own energy. The delay in the Dakota Access Pipeline is costing the three affiliated tribes a lot of money because of the discounts they now have to take in getting their oil to market. So, privately, they're anything but happy. As you heard him say, look, we're not going to argue with anybody that wants to protect the water. We do too. I think that's 30,000 foot view talk, and you're not going to get him saying anything negative publicly. I don't think that means that the conversations aren't there. And that's why when I said earlier before the break, there has to be a recognition of all the pain that's caused. And that goes down to people at a Vikings game getting displaced from their seats that were Christmas presents because some yahoo decides to scale the rafters of U.S. Bank Stadium, for crying out loud, and unhurl some no-dapple banner. And the issues that are exposed in that old deal, I'd love to talk to the head of security at the U.S. Bank saying, really? They get in there with all that stuff? What if they'd gone in there with machine guns, for crying out loud?
You got to think the NFL is taking a good look at that, knowing their history, right?
I hope so. Messy. Don't like it. But anyway, I think Chairman Fox, the other Native American leaders, they need to do an intervention of sorts with Chairman Archibald, and you know, Chairman Archibald is starting to say some of the right things. Let's give him credit there, okay? Trust but verify, but so far, saying the right things. There needs to be a mea culpa at some point if there's going to be any true healing going forward. Absolutely. Another text. Our new governor sounds like a true North Dakotan. Wish him all the best. He's grateful for the best state in this country, as am I. Heartfelt, meaningful, almost cried, said another. You're all dead on right. My two takeaways were, one, emotion. Genuine emotion. You heard him, his voice breaking. Very rare. Second, gratitude. Gratitude! What elected leader ever is talking about gratitude? It was great. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It's time to save you money with Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. If you tell them Scott sent you, they'll take 11% off the price. 11%. Look at this deal right here. About $159,000 item. It's a 2012 New Holland T8 390 with 968 hours. Sharp tractor, 340 horsepower. Loaded up. 18-speed Ford, 4-speed reverse, 3-point quick hitch. All Michelin tires. 11% off. TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
Farmers, with today's low crop prices, your family can't afford for you to have the wrong farm and ranch policy. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services works with farm and ranch families to protect your livelihood. Call Mark at ND Estate Services, 701-318-0908 to set up a free review. Or simply text Mark your declarations page, 701-318-0908. Protect, preserve, and pass on with Mark, 701-318-0908, or go online to ndestateservices.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Will not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Listening to GCN. The